It's time.
Yo, dude.
For the Greasy Report.
Oh my God, I love Joe
Greasy Report.
That's my boy.
With Joe Claire.
Yo!
You show is ugly.
It's time for the Greasy Report with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show.
Today's Greasy Report is brought to you by Joe Jackson, who was arrested last week at the Billboard Awards for trying to give Michael Jackson's hologram an ass whooping. Damn, Joe. And I'm not really a racist news. Dallas Maverick owner and star of NBC's Shark Tank, Mark Cuban, is under fire for statements he made at a conference in Nashville about fellow basketball team owner and colleague Massa Sterling. At the conference, Mark Cuban admitted to being bigoted and prejudiced, and here's what he had to say.
I mean, we're all prejudiced in one way or the other. If I see a black kid in a hoodie and it's late at night, I'm walking to the other side of the street. And if on that side of the street, there's a guy that has tattoos all over his face, white guy, bald head, I'm walking back to the other side of the street.
What the hell? See, I'm glad that he said it. Because see, that's the same way I feel. When I see a lone white dude on my side of the street, I cross over. Why? Because I don't want to be stolen and put on a ship and forced to pick cotton for 200 years. All right, well, maybe just 12 years then.
I don't know why we leaving Mouse's house.
When I see white dudes coming, I cross the street because I be thinking about Jeffrey Dahmer. He was eating black dudes wholesale.
Oh.
When they caught Jeffrey Dahmer, he had black dudes in the freezer like entrees, man. Sitting right there next to the frozen broccoli, the french fries, and the chicken nuggets. I don't want to be no frozen entree, because I know I taste like chicken, as much Popeyes as I done ate. Louisiana fast. Now, when I see a white lady coming down the street, I don't cross the street. No, I turn around and I go the whole other way. I go around the block. Because all she got to do is say I whistled at her, and the next thing you know is I'm hanging in the public square with my ding-a-ling cut off and white folks taking selfies, talking about just hanging out with Cleazy. If anything, when a black kid in a hoodie sees a white guy, he should be scared, especially if he likes Skittles and Arizona iced tea, because that seems to bring out the worst in these dudes. White dudes in America have committed so many more atrocities against black folks. Can somebody say the middle passage? Can somebody say Oscar Grant? Can somebody say Amadou Diallo? Can somebody say Sean Bell? Mark Cuban said it right. I feel the exact same way. When I see white folks coming, I am scared for my life. Not that he might shoot me, but he might find out what school my kids go to and shoot up the school. Hey, that's the Cleazy Report right here on the Frank Ski Show.
It's the Cleazy Report with Joe Claire
on the Frank Ski Show
on a station that sounds like Washington.
WHUR.